Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, in America, if you say that you don't understand gay men, you like women, and give your take, you know, like saying, I like chocolate ice cream, not vanilla. I mean, you have an opinion. That is not allowed, and you lose your number one TV show in the country. That's Duck Dynasty. They've kicked one of the brothers out, one of the most popular, the patriarch, as they call him. And the answer is for the whole family to leave the stinking show. They already have tons of money from their products. They don't need this. And it would be a shot across the bow that would bring the system really to its knees, doubling down against these people. And that's what I'm calling for. A boycott of A&E. Look, I'm telling you, these guys have the clout to go out and start their own hunting and fishing channel. And they'll make 10 times the money and say whatever they want. And that's the beginning of the end. That's what I've been saying for a decade. That's what Glenn Beck adopted on record, taking a lot of our ideas, which I'm proud of. I'm glad. He's got more organization, more money, more talented in many ways. And that's what we're going to do down the road. This is the future, what you're seeing here. Major trade publications point that out. That's why they want to censor us. But we've got to dominate and take over before they're able to do that. Let's go to Anthony in Ohio. Anthony, thanks for calling in today.
Okay, excellent, Alex. It's a privilege.
Privilege to talk to you.
Yeah, thank you very much. I have three comments to make, and I think they're three pretty powerful comments.
Sure, make them.
So the number one thing is that political correctness has nothing to do about being polite. It has everything to do with controlling the language. Okay, the top philosopher of the 20th century, Ludwig Wittgenstein, he basically, if I could summarize his whole philosophy, he said language is everything. So it goes all the way back to 1917 communism, you know, Trotsky, Lenin, Yagoda. They had a
sure, that's
line.
What George Orwell, I'm going to let you go to your other 2 points. George Orwell, it was all about Ingsoc. They were in that system, they were reducing the language down toward a certain point. There would only be emotions the party could program, because words then give meaning in the mind to where you can have complex ideas. So they're 2 + 2 = 5. They are literally, right out of 1984, that's communist hardcore re-education camp brain damage. To where they can hold two ideas simultaneously in their mind that are opposing each other. They are literally frying their brains. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's basically they have a party line, and the communists say, hey, here's the good guys in their words. Here's the bad guys in their words. If you say one of the bad words, you're going to lose your job. You're going to lose your TV show. Don't say any of the bad words, and that's all it comes down to.
And then once they get you to accept a few bad words that people think, oh, let's be nice, let's not say that, then they can move it on to say mommy and daddy's now a hateful word, ban that. And listen, Al Gore's back out saying the North Pole melted, and he was right. Okay, now, it's the thickest ever recorded in modern time. Al Gore says it melted because he is following a party line. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I'll just go on to my second point. So the second point is, you know, right in the Bible where Jesus says, he says, basically, build your house on the rock or build your house on the sand. And the fact is that a nuclear family, beautiful children, love, commitment, I mean, that is your house on the rock. So if somebody throws rocks at your house, they're not going to hurt your house. But it's like these homosexuals, they have a glass house, they have a house of cards, and they're scared to death of people throwing stones at their house.
And they think if we adopt what they're doing, that will suddenly make it okay.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the guy from Duck Dynasty, I don't even watch the show, but I'm really upset about it. The comment he made, he basically says, I prefer a woman over a man's behind. And that's basically 2 + 2 = 4. I mean, that's common sense. I mean, come on.
And, it's like saying, I prefer this hamburger place over that one. It's actually kind of a statement like, you know, that's a little funny. God bless you. Great point. Anything else?
Well, I just wanted to say that... Yeah, actually, I did have one more big point.
Stay there. Recap your first two. Finish your third. When we come back with Anthony, then Isaiah, Mateo, Tim Lee, and others. More terrorist music.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Crashing to the lies and disinformation. Thank you for joining us, my friends. We are coming in with censored music, thought crime music, military bases all over the United States, Air Force bases, you name it, are removing the nativity, or even Christmas trees are now offensive. Public schools all over the Western world are not allowing people to hand out Christmas cards, even have Christmas trees. That is actually a pagan symbol, the Tannenbaum, but was Christianized. So what's wrong with that? I mean, it's just in the dark of the winter, the Germans and Druids and others, people all over Europe would bring in a tree in the middle of the dark and like the smell of the evergreen, remembering the green of the summer that was coming. That's even banned. And again, if someone brings cards, which is their free right to hand out stuff, they say, oh, separate the church and state. You're now part of the state within this school, within this college. Hey, it's getting popular on colleges. It's actually kind of mean to rednecks and folks, but it's fun. I did it in college, to dress up and go to a party where you dress up like hillbillies and black out your teeth and wear, you know, rebel flags and stuff. That's being banned. People are being suspended. That's really racist. No, it's not. Oh, can't be a geisha girl. Can't be a cowboy. Can't be an Indian. That's going to hurt a cowboy's fault. Again, it's total control where they say, you do what we say. You do what we want. I went to the movies a few weeks ago, or a week and a half ago, to see The Hobbit. We're going to go back to your calls here in a moment. The Desolation of Smaug, incredible effects. That dragon's amazing. And Smaug, the old worm, or Smaug, and I guess the old English is worm. And they had Danny DeVito at the Alamo Drafthouse, this chain of theaters that started in Awesome or now nationwide, where you can, you know, get food and drinks. And they always have a famous person. I've done it a couple times, and they've asked me, say, hi, the movie's coming up, and if you talk during the movie, I'm going to kill you. Or we're going to bash your brains out, or we're going to have the government take you away, is what I said as a joke. It was Danny DeVito, and he says, listen, if you talk during the movie, we're going to come in here and cut your tongue out. Now, that's obviously literary. It's obviously a point you're making. But, ladies and gentlemen, if you do an essay in public school, elementary, junior high, high school, and write a fictitious army story with people being, you know, shot, or draw a picture in art class of your dad who's a Marine Corps captain, these are all real cases, or bring a plastic Dixie knife that your mom puts in your lunch to spread butter, you will be arrested. Now, there's no law. They interpret it and say it's a threat. And they go, well, we saw Columbine. Yeah, but they don't want to get you off Prozac or all the Ritalin or all those drugs. They don't want to get you off the shoot 'em up video games, or that it's all leftist devil worship or socialist. The guy last week went to shoot up the conservatives in the debate team. That came out but didn't get national attention. No. Let's not profile who's doing this. Let's blame everybody and take everyone's free speech and rights away while the globalists, you know, kill a citizen, shoot the wrong woman in the back of the house on a fake drug raid, or do proctology exams on the side of the road looking for drugs the government shipped in to begin with. Oh, that's just collateral damage, just an accident. Let's not worry about that. When they kill you, it's an accident. When they kill you, it doesn't matter. But when you say, you know, I like women, I just don't understand all this gay thing everywhere. I don't know what's going on. Oh, you're fired from your number one show in TV history on cable. As in the case with Duck Dynasty patriarch Phil Robinson. And the answer here is for the whole family to quit and leave and all of us boycott these people and break their back or they win. He's the most popular guy on the show. It looks like I want to see The Hobbit or something with the dwarves. Those guys, Peter Jackson, should just go hire them. Oh, now I'm being mean to hillbillies. I'm being insensitive. Grow up! The system wants everybody so afraid of hurting somebody's feelings, we're all basically sitting here urinating on ourselves in a fetal position, scared to death. The answer to all this tyranny is more free speech. The answer to restricting free speech is to double down. And I'm going back to your calls. Anthony wanted to finish up the 3 points he was making. Isaiah, Mateo, Tim, Lee. I'm going to get to Ollie, then a guest is popping in, then back to the calls. But this is social engineering. They want to end the family, have the state be the family. Social engineering, that's the official plan. And now they're announcing banning homeschooling, arresting homeschooling parents, legislation. They're going on the news saying your kids aren't yours. They're doing it. It's happening. It isn't coming. It's here. And we have to resist it and say no and stop laying down to it. We have to get aggressive. Americans have been freer than many other nations because we were ruthlessly independent, ruthless individuals who were rugged and would rather die than submit to tyranny. You know, they even had like encyclopedias on Texas history. And they've got county encyclopedias, and I'm not bragging. In fact, I haven't read them all, but it's like reading an old Western novel, a Louis L'Amour or something, with just all these sides of my family and the stuff they did and how nice they were and how serious they were. And then if somebody cheated them or did anything, then they just killed them. I mean, it was just like, it was just, and that was just automatic. I mean, it was like, you cross us, you're dead. And that's why this country was so much freer, because people didn't play games, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, you didn't smart off to somebody because you were going to fight to the death if you did, as a course of honor. And I look at what we do today, how we grovel. I look at crowds of people, how scared they are now and how timid and how insecure, because they never really live. They just watch television their whole life. They live in glowing rooms watching other people in fake scripts, engineering and data loading baloney into their minds. And I watch smart people I know at a conscious level that are totally captured by fads and whatever's being pushed. And they are literally in the matrix. Let's go to your calls. Anthony, go ahead and make your 3 points.
Okay, Alex. So my third point is people need to realize there's a difference. I think the whole zeitgeist of our time is there's a big difference between the packaging and the substance. So, for example, in 2008, the mortgages, the packaging, oh, they're AAA. The substance, they're toxic. You see it in the store all the time. What's the packaging on Coke cans, for example? Oh, the zero calories, it's great. The substance, aspartame, you know, poison. But then with the homosexuality, it's the same thing. What's the packaging that they wrap it up in? Rainbows, gay, which used to mean happy. What's the substance? Well, the CDC statistics, the top three risk groups for HIV/AIDS in America, the number one risk group, homosexual white men. The number two risk group, homosexual black men. The number three risk group, homosexual Hispanic men. I mean, it's just a fact. It's a statistic, you know?
You're absolutely right, and you made your two earlier points. And again, if we state facts, we're attacked. And it's not that we hate anybody. I'm sick of being bombarded with this 24/7 in open social engineering. And the globalists don't care about gay people. They put HIV out in hepatitis vaccines in the 1970s in New York. That's been partially declassified. That's a group they target. Look at the prisons getting the blood supply from those folks and then putting it in the hemophiliac medicine with Bayer Pharmaceuticals. This is a cold-blooded anti-human agenda. And it's really scary. It really is scary. Let's go ahead now. And these folks, they don't want babies. They don't want you born. They want you dead. And that's what this is all about. Let's go ahead and go to another caller. Isaiah in Oklahoma, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
Good, brother.
I read the article this morning on Drudge Report, and this is so critical because it brings to the forefront the biggest problem we face as humanity, and that is that there is no political solution to a spiritual problem. And we face the biggest spiritual warfare in this country. The key to the shaft of the bottomless pit is about to be opened. And we need to turn to Christ. And you need to get Steve Quayle on the show as soon as you can.
Guys, will you call Steve Quayle and get him on the show? I've been asking for a while. I don't know of, what's going on, but just boom, I want to get him. Phone number's right over there. Anything else, sir?
That's it, Alex. We just need to turn to Christ.
All right, let's go ahead and talk to Mateo in Nebraska. You're on the air.
Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Good, man. Worldwide broadcast.
You are the king, brother.
No, I'm not. Go ahead. What's your point about this?
Well, Duck Dynasty is just a facade. I mean, this whole gay culture, this whole gay thing, it's trendy to be gay. Everyone wants to be gay nowadays because it's trendy. That's the biggest thing I want to say.
No, and it's but trendy secondly, to get a microchip, and it's trendy to have Obamacare, and it's trendy to jump off a cliff, and it's trendy to slit your wrist, and yeah.
Obama is gay. I'm sure you've seen the videos on YouTube. It's the fact.
Oh yeah, no, it's not that. Hillary, Obama, they're going after anything that moves. I don't think they're. I mean, it's historic. Look at the Romans and stuff. I mean, I don't think it's just humans. I mean, it's swinging from the chandeliers over there.
I used to live in Rome, Italy, and I'll tell you what. Being gay is a European socialist movement. It's all about pleasure now. Don't worry about tomorrow. So, you know, that's the way it is in life.
Yeah, I know. It's nihilistic because they want us all living like that so that we don't think about the future or families. It's a psychological takeover. And that isn't an indictment of individuals. It's a fact that we're being force-fed this, and people that are in it feel like they're part of a winning team, but statistically, they're the most unhappy people out there.
Exactly. And my biggest question to you is, why don't you cover Sandy Hook more? I mean, you always preach about guns, and everything about you is about this, you know, the Second Amendment. And Sandy Hook is the biggest attack. Why isn't that covered more on your program?
Well, sir, we have covered Sandy Hook since it happened last year. Probably, let's not exaggerate, 800, 1,000 times. I mean, we have viral videos out on it, so...
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
You've spent precious time and money preparing for emergencies. Your generator is good to go. You have plenty of extra fuel stored, but you're never truly ready without PRI fuel stabilizers. More than half of generator failures occur because the fuel has gone bad. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh and keep you ready for any disaster. That's why the pros rely on it and why you need it. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com for the dealer nearest you.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95 and makes a great Christmas gift. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Continue with your calls here in about 20 minutes when our guest leaves us. And I haven't gotten into all the other news. We've been covering the attack on the First Amendment with the indefinite suspension of the Maine Duck Dynasty star because he dare say that he likes women. That's the ultimate thought crime. Also, KHOU11 reports on this mystery disease. I want to open the phones up later specifically. We know about all the weird deaths from this respiratory thing that is not flu, and they can't identify what it is. It killed my cousin, and my uncle's been in the hospital for several weeks over this, and they cannot identify what it is. I called it a mystery illness weeks ago. Killing people all over the country, but really bad in Texas. So that's up on Infowars.com. Now, I wanted to get him on because there's a lot of charities out there. I like the Salvation Army. Most of the money you give them, actually, in the studies, over 90% actually goes to poor people and helps people. But I see all these veterans groups, and a lot of it's turned out to be fraud. You've seen it in the news, or a third of the money goes, or with Bill Clinton's charity for Haiti, half the money goes for his jet aircraft fleet. So you just pay for Bill Clinton to jet set around the world. I mean, it's truly evil. But what I really like is when you have groups that are, you know, farmer-owned down in southern Mexico, where you know almost all the money to buy the beans, say with the coffee we put out, Wake of America blend from southern Mexico, my favorite type of coffee bean. Folks are concurring with it, by the way. It's really amazing coffee. That way you're actually going right to people and in building an economy, not just in the U.S., but in North America as well. I want to build up Mexico's economy and build them up and then build up America, not just bring in poor people and collapse America. But you see all these different veterans groups out there collecting money, and some are good, some aren't. But the idea of veterans getting together, who in many cases can't get jobs or are disabled in this bad economy, and then producing high-quality products is the way to go. Just like supporting real media, libertarian media, patriot media, free media, is the way we have the alternative media take over and become the dominant media, which is now happening. So Paul Jenkins joins us. He's the chief executive officer of VeteranBeerCompany.com. I haven't tried the beer yet. I've been cutting back for weight reasons, but I'm sure it's going to be great. I'm going to get some shipped to me. He's a disabled Navy veteran. Paul left the military after 14 years to accept the position of director for a police department. Upon leaving public service, he moved into private enterprise. And he joins us now. He's been working in the aerospace industry, you name it, international crisis resolution. He currently leads Bancroft Architects and Engineers, a disabled veteran-owned small business that employs disabled veterans at each of its six offices across the country. Paul's undergraduate degree is engineering from the United States Naval Academy with advanced degrees from the University of Chicago. So that's a great school there at the University of Chicago, Milton Friedman, the whole nine yards. VeteranBeerCompany.com. We got a few minutes before break. We'll come back and really get into it after the break. But, Paul, thanks for coming on. In a nutshell, tell us about the beer company you're launching, because I see this as revolutionary.
Well, thank you very much for having me. It's something that I think is meaningful, and it was important. There's a crisis in veteran unemployment in America, and what we decided to do was, rather than sit around and wait for someone else to handle our problems, we figured we would just handle them ourselves, and that's really the whole concept behind the company.
And it's called Premium American Lager, and has the V for victory from World War II in red, white, and blue. I like it.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, it's everything you see, the packaging, all designed by veterans, the graphic arts, the beer is brewed by veterans. Every employee in the company is a veteran and always will be, owned by veterans, always will be. The bylaws are written that way, and it's our objective to be America's largest selling beer.
Oh, you got Blonde Bomber. That looks really delicious.
Yes, sir. That's the Blonde Ale. November 11th, we went to market with two beers in Indiana and Illinois, the lager that's called the Veteran and the Blonde Bomber, which is a Blonde Ale, and they've just been getting rave reviews everywhere, in part because our brewer, a U.S. military veteran, Marine Corps disabled, is just one of the most credentialed brewers you can ever ask to find.
So it's a premium lager. Tell me about its taste.
Yeah, you know, the lager itself has got this rich caramel color, 5% alcohol by volume, so it's an easy drinking beer that you can have while you're watching a game or a sporting event, a concert. It's light on the tongue. The carbonation is a little sharper than mainstream beers. Eric Ryan, our brewer, has used only premium ingredients. He's hand-selected everything that goes in. There's no filler. There's no adjunct. There's nothing cheap about this beer. And the reason that we've introduced it in the way that we have is so that people can immediately recognize the quality, and we're going to keep driving the price of that beer down.
Well, it's exciting. I mean, you know, instead of giving a man fish, teach him how to fish, we need to see more of this. Veteran companies, veteran run, veteran owned. We're going to be right back to talk to Paul Jenkins more about this amazing idea he had. It's already a big success.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Using six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. And using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
That's right, folks, and we're playing Thought Crime Nutcracker Christmas music. And there should not be any Christmas in Christmas other than learning to be a good socialist and worshiping world government and worshiping Common Core. 2 + 2 = 5 on the night before Christmas. Paul Jenkins is our guest for another 6-7 minutes. Then I'm going to get back into the latest breaking news and your phone calls. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. And, folks, I didn't just get this fella on because it's for veterans and we're paying lip service to it. The real way to help veterans, because everybody pays them lip service, is to go out to veteran-owned type companies and support them if they have high-quality products. And this looks like high-quality products to me. And all the veterans I've hired have turned out to be my best hardworking crew members that are dedicated and focused. I've just found that. And so I don't want to say we have a preference towards veterans, but they certainly end up going to the top of the list and being our best crew members here at the Infowars.com operation. So, Paul, let me give you the floor to break down the company and what you've done. But this is revolutionary just for Made in America. We've come out with our Made in 1776.com brand of Totally Made in America clothing. This is how we can take America back, is buying America and then also buying from pro-liberty organizations and pro-veteran organizations. And if people just start doing this, we'll rebuild our country very, very quickly.
Alex, you're right. You know, those things that you talk about on a daily basis really resonated with us. It's so important to do the right thing and not just what feels good. It's easy to stand up and cheer when you see the veteran on the Jumbotron. It's much harder to say, where does that veteran fit into my organization? It's easy to make a donation to an organization that might have good intentions. But listen, Make-A-Wish is for people who are going to die, not for veterans who are going to be living in America for the next 40 or 50 years looking for work. And so what we're doing is we're providing not jobs, we're providing careers. And what we're trying to do is, of course, exclusively in-house, every employee will be a veteran. But our supplier partners, wherever possible, we're doing just what you say. We are using veteran-owned small businesses to provide our paper products, our printing products. We are using suppliers who commit to us that they will hire a veteran in every fill that they've got after they sign contracts with us. And again, so at the end of the day, it's not about making a standing ovation or a small donation somewhere. It's about taking care of people who volunteered to defend the rights and the freedoms that we've all enjoyed.
Well, I'm going to get a 12-pack for Christmas. Hopefully I can still get it in time. And a toast to you guys. And I got a sneaking suspicion if the beer tastes as good as the bottling and packaging looks. I got to say, that's about the sexiest beer packaging I've ever seen. That is a good-looking package, so I hope the package, the contents match the package.
I promise you they do, and people have talked about the backstory to the beer. The fact that we're all veterans, and most of us are disabled veterans at this point in the company, the beer is way better than the packaging even, and the backstory. The packaging is popular, and we've been selling out of a lot of our products, T-shirts and sweatshirts and things. And I'll make sure you get beer, and I'll go ahead and make a gentleman's agreement with you, a bet with you, sir. It'll be your favorite beer.
Well, I can't wait to try it out because, again, we need to bring America back across the board from art to industry to food products across the board. And this is something I really have seen success with. And, of course, the entire Buy America campaign. Other points you'd like to make, sir, in closing about the new venture that's already been such a success?
Yes, sir. We're so proud of the people. And that's what it is. We've tried to build the company in a way that we would like to see the country be built based on some of the military principles. We give 10%. We are a for-profit entity, but we're a B Corp. So we are committed to the mission over our profits, and the mission is to employ and give careers to veterans. 10% of net goes to veteran-supported charities. And then I wrote the company bylaws so that we have term limits. Everyone in the company has 10 years either to move up, be promoted within the company, or move out. So I started, I founded, and I funded a company that I'm going to turn over to the next generation in less than 10 years.
Very exciting, Paul Jenkins. And, of course, you can go to the website veteranbeercompany.com, and it looks like we just crashed your site. I hope it comes back up.
I promise you I'll have it back up shortly.
It just went back up.
Veterans doing that.
Yeah, absolutely. Just went back up. But
yes,
we've crashed many a site. Of course, I know you've been on Good Morning America and Fox News, everything else. Thank you so much for the time, sir.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate what you do.
Absolutely. Thank you. Guys, be sure and email them our address. I want some of those sweatshirts, and I'll give the beer away. I'll try one. I'm really lost some weight, folks. I haven't been drinking, and I've been exercising more and taking my iodine. Yeah, 50 cal bottle opener. What is that? They have that? Oh, let me see that. That's smart. Wow. Thank you so much, Paul Jenkins.
Alex, it's a pleasure. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you. Oh, hey, real fast, I didn't know you were still there. Tell us about the 50 cal bottle opener.
You know, what we're trying to do is integrate things that were part of our daily lives in the military. And that 50 cal bottle opener is sourced through a veteran-owned small business. It's a guy that makes those for us. They're beautiful. They're polished. They're engraved with our logo. And they sell like hotcakes. I mean, people can't get enough of them. And again, it's another way of reminding people what life is like as a U.S. military veteran.
Awesome. God bless you. We'll talk again soon, Paul.
You too, sir. Thank you.
All right. There you go, folks. And the wrestler, Glenn Jacobs, known as Kane, the libertarian patriot, Ron Paul supporter, he's going to be coming on in the next hour. I want to go to your phone calls here in a moment, but we need to hit some of the news first here. And there's a bunch of economic news I want to get into here. Moody's, that's one of these big rating agencies, has lowered New Jersey debt outlook to negative, citing slow recovery. Yeah, we're in a depression because of globalism, which was designed to make us destitute on record. Wall Street's analyst at Moody's Investor Service today lowered their outlook for New Jersey's debt from stable to negative, saying the state remains hamstrung by rising costs and sluggish economic recovery despite Governor Chris Christie's efforts. Yeah, which is only slashing benefits to the people, not corporate welfare. So that's the plan. And speaking of corporate welfare, ladies and gentlemen, this is a report out of CNBC. Buffett's wealth soared $37 million a day in 2013, mainly from government banker bailouts and government subsidies. Warren Buffett is the biggest personal all-time recipient of bailouts and stimulus funds in the last 6 years, or 5 years since 2008. And the other guys that got all their government funds here are Bill Gates and others, and they have them listed right there. So things are really, really going well for them. Very, very interesting. Things are good for them. Those are the folks that lobby to raise your taxes every single day. Speaking of police state news, I want to get to a report where in Georgetown, Ohio, I saw a case out of Georgetown, Ohio, probably about 15 years ago. That was about 1998, where a guy was walking through a Walmart parking lot, if I remember correctly, because it was a clipping out of the Associated Press. I got out of a local paper here in Austin, had the story. They thought it was good, though. They were agreeing with it in there, basically. It was written dryly. And a police dog, the window was rolled down, and the dog stuck its head out and almost bit the guy, growling and snapping. And the guy said, "Shut up, dog," which is what you're supposed to do. I had some guy with two pit bulls on the green belt a few weeks ago come right up growling, and I went, "Get back, dog, get back." And the guy kind of got mad. I'm like, "What am I supposed to do?" Then the next group of people yelled, "Get back, dog." And then, of course, I ran into the same woman that's been down there before with her five German shepherds, and they came over and started growling at some guy, and he yelled at them, and she got mad again. Not at me. It's just like, all right, I'll just roll over, show my neck to the dog. But it's that same place where they arrested him for verbally assaulting an officer, even though the statute didn't say that, and threw him in jail for yelling back at the god. And speaking of Georgetown, Ohio, Brown County coroner says a key piece of video evidence taken moments before an inmate's death was deleted by the county jail. The missing video is one of three pieces of jail surveillance that show Zachary Goldson during the last 30 minutes of his life. 24-year-old was found hanging by a bed sheet in the adult detention center October 5th, 9 days after his arrest. And it goes on, though, they were able to find other videos. The video was captured by two motion-activated cameras at the jail. We have video of that. You can roll that in the background if you like, which gave a view from a hallway outside of his cell. It's missing, deleted by the sheriff's office. But now they've been able to find some of the other security and a dash cam video and a lot more. We have several videos showing this type of thing go on. Now, moving on here, folks, to some of the other articles that we have here. We have lawsuit. Woman faced illegal body cavity search. Observed bowel movement. And that's like the case we saw last week where they did 8 probes of this man in the hospital. And, of course, didn't find any of the drugs. And my whole issue is the majority of the drugs. The majority of the drugs are being shipped in by the big banks and laundering it, and they keep it illegal to keep the price up, and then to create a drug culture where it's all we've got running in our economy now, and then the criminals run prostitutes and break in your house and run rackets, and it's just organized crime. At the end of the prohibition with alcohol was illegal, needed something else to do, so they got laws passed to make drugs illegal. And they used the PTA and Christian groups to help lobby for it. Before that, you could buy cocaine, heroin, opium at the local store. And you could do whatever you wanted to, and there was much less drug use. And it was dirt cheap. So this is the type of stuff that's going on in our society. Let's go to Lee in Canada. Lee, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. I guess you want to call about Duck Dynasty being censored for not serving political correctness.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, no, listen about that. I'm a firm believer that A&E has, well, first of all, like with their breaking Amish, they have, they're totally brought out. It's on record. It was all false. It was all a lie. You can't trust anything that comes from these mainstream TV channels. I'm actually, like, you touched on this earlier. I'm actually about global warming and Al Gore again. I'm 100 kilometers south from where you can actually go see polar bears. And I'm telling you, man, like, this year, December, has been record days almost every day. I think 2 of the last 30 days have not been records.
Well, Al Gore says that the Earth is burning up and that the ice cap's melted, so why don't you just believe him?
Well, yeah. I don't know. Al Gore, I really don't have any time for him. But the other thing is I think that, like, with the whole homosexual comment and everything like that, that, you know, they're doing a really good job of getting to the women up here. I mean, I'm not bragging, but I'm a decent looking guy, okay? And I can't for the life of me find any attractive women lately. It seems like they're doing such a good job at getting to the women. They're all brain dead zombies. And, honestly, Alex,
well, it is true that 80%+ of advertising is targeting women, and women statistically, but it's not by much because men are buying into it as well, absolutely buy whatever the culture says. And that's because genetic studies show women are conformist, and they tend to conform for tribal good, like there's a good chief running things. But it's not a good chief. It's a chief that wants them deader than a hammer. I appreciate your call. By the way, some good news is from Natural News. It's up on Infowars.com. 9 states propose 16 anti-fluoridation bills in 2013 to protect public against poison. So there is a major move as the feds lobby states to pass laws to make you fluoridate, to block cities that pass laws to unfluoridate, to defluoridate. They then come in and try to ram through laws on top of that to force you to fluoridate. Well, now the population is striking back. Here's some of the headlines up on PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com right now. Former CIA head, Snowden should be hanged by the neck until he is dead. By the way, that same CIA head is the one that I saw at UT. We've sent a reporter and videotaped it many years ago. We've got it somewhere around here, who said that all Muslims should be put in FEMA camps. And, of course, he just wanted to set the precedent so anyone they didn't like could be put in them. That's how that works. James Woolsey, what a monster. Continuing here, Italian president warns of violent unrest in 2014. Obamacare enhances globalist effort to restrict freedom of travel. Yeah, that's in the bill. You didn't know that. Government using NSA to change amount in bank accounts warns panel. That is such big news I haven't gotten to yet. Oh, yeah, they say the White House's own panel admits it's illegal, admits select corporations are using it to corner the market, and says it's bad, so Obama's being praised. So he'll say, oh, this is bad, while they're behind it. That's doublethink. I'm against the NDAA. Then he signs it. And again, I haven't even gotten into this yet. I just mentioned it. Coroner claims Ohio man murdered in police custody. Police say suicide. The video we now have is when they get him in the car at the highway checkpoint, they say, when we get you back to the jail, we're going to kill you on the dash cam. And they didn't erase that. And then they went and erased the stuff at the jail. But they have the video of them dragging him in. So let's go out to break with part of this. Here's that report where even when they're on tape saying we're going to murder you, the police investigate themselves, so nothing's going to happen. Here it is.
On October 5th, Zachary Goldson assaulted and tried to escape from a Brown County corrections officer. That's not disputed. But when he wound up dead, hanging in his cell alone less than an hour after that assault, his family and others had many questions.
What's your name, Trash?
Is that Goldson?
Speak up. I can't hear you.
Goldson.
This is video from an officer's dash cam recorded early in the morning, October 5th. Investigators say minutes before, Zachary Goldson assaulted an officer and tried to take his gun.
Hey, what is wrong with you?
But they're lying. I don't believe any of them.
I'd like to break your neck right now. Yeah.
According to the coroner's investigation notes, 21 minutes after this video was taken, Zachary Goldson was found hanging by a sheet in his jail cell.
The point is, the guy does look like, you know, prison trash. The issue is it doesn't matter. They say, we're going to break your neck, we're going to kill you, you're going to have a welcoming party when we get back. They took him back and killed him. So they're just as bad as he is. A bunch of thugs. A bunch of liars. A bunch of crooks.
Yes, family and friends are gathering to give gifts and wish health and security. But why not enhance cell phone and wireless device security all year with Block It Pocket, a family-owned American business? We now have two spectacular holiday specials. Find them now at our new website, blockitpocket.com, or call 888-315-9618. Hurry, holiday special ends Christmas Day. Give the gift of security from blockitpocket.com, wishing you health, freedom, and liberty.
Get the ultimate gift at the ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you'll ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Hurry, offer good till December 25th. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Protecting your home with a security system is a must. But when it comes to protecting your family, your home, and belongings, there's no need to sign a long-term contract. Listen, there is some real scum in the alarm business cashing in by locking you into long, punishing contracts. Not with Simply Safe Home Security. They're the good guys. You can trust Simply Safe to protect your family. Simply Safe was created by a Harvard Business School engineer, and it's revolutionary. You'll get 24-hour protection for just $14.99 a month. There are no hidden fees and no contracts. You'll save thousands. Plus, you're protected by their 100% money-back guarantee. Protect yourself against home invasions and break-ins. Order your Simply Safe system now and receive a wireless keychain remote, a $25 gift, free. So don't waste your time dealing with scum. Visit GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com.
It seems like yesterday
But it was long ago.
She was lovely. She was the queen of our lives.
All those drifter's days are past me now. I've got so much more to think about.
Deadlines.
Deadlines and commitments.
What to leave in.
What to leave in.
What to leave out.
What to leave out.
I remember about, I don't know, it's got to be like 8 years ago now, Willie Nelson came to the premiere of one of my documentaries. And he came around the counter.
We found ourselves seeking shelter.
I was there signing DVDs, and all of a sudden Willie Nelson walks around behind the counter, and he's like, I like what you're doing, and appreciate what you're doing. I don't know why I'm telling that story, but I'm like, and we talked for a while, and... Because he came out during a break when I was signing stuff. I was signing stuff even while the movie was on. I guess he came out to the bathroom and saw me and walked down the hall at the Alamo Draft House. And then at the end when he came out, I'd written a note. And it said, like, against the wind, deadlines and commitments, what to leave in, what to leave out. Moving 8 miles a minute for months at a time. And I basically wrote the lines of that song on there and then said, here's my phone number, give me a call. And like 3 months later, Willie Nelson calls up. I need to get back a hold of Willie. You know, I hung out with him and had dinner with him and Dave Mustaine, I don't know, like right before his birthday. And 80 years old now, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not name dropping. I just hear Willie Nelson from The Highwaymen. And, of course, Chris Christopherson is still around. But Johnny Cash is gone. And old Waylon Jennings. It'd be fun to just play music like that and talk. Briefly, I'm going to go to Tim. I'm going to go to... Who else is holding the longest? Anthony and Faith and Rocco and Eric. And we've got our big guest coming up at the 8 after. Briefly, this broadcast is listener-supported, ladies and gentlemen. And we try to bring you the very best products, whether it's the Mexican-grown High Mountain Chiapas Beyond Fair Trade Coffee, or whether it's the Fluoride Shield that's in a 2-ounce bottle and has the nascent iodine in it, proprietary, but 5 other key compounds that just amazingly clarify the mind, clean up the glands for me personally. It's just amazing. Check it out, InfoWarsLife.com. We have the Pure Survival Shield that is the proprietary nascent iodine. You've heard the rave reviews. Try it for yourself. I don't think you're going to be disappointed. We have never had a product with zero complaints. People will complain about anything. Zero complaints. Zero. It is sensational what it's done. And the Super Male Vitality is sold out now, but we're going to get more of that in about 3 weeks or so. But again, you can go to InfoWarsLife.com. And we now have MadeIn1776.com that is made in America, bronze and nickel belt buckles with George Washington, with the words, the answer to 1984, 1776, with George Washington's signature. I designed this with my graphics crew, so it's an Alex Jones original. And we only get a limited run of them. They're numbered 1 through 500. When they're gone, it's over. Made in America flags, American apparel, you know, made right here in America. Some of it is actually American apparel. Incredibly expensive to get high-quality stuff made in America. Golf shirts, you name it. But we give you designer stuff at a third the price it would be at Dillard's or Macy's or wherever. And then you support the broadcast as well. So that's InfoWarsStore.com. And if you get your order in today, it will ship out tomorrow and is almost guaranteed everywhere. They say it's guaranteed if it's UPS or the mail, but I don't know that. I mean, my point is it was guaranteed by the day of it shipped out. But get your orders in. You can also send the magazines as a gift subscription, a yearly subscription. Shipping's included. $39.95, 12 big color glossy magazines and bumper stickers and so much more sent out to folks and your friends and family or the police department or the local college, the local church. Bomb them with info, ladies and gentlemen. InfoWarsStore.com or buy them in bulk at cost. InfoWarsStore.com. And you can always give a PrisonPlanet.tv membership right up until Christmas morning.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.